WUSF is looking at America's housing crunch and its impact here in Hillsborough County. In this part of our series, Growing Unaffordable, WUSF's Stephanie Colombini tells us about how the demand for public housing in Tampa affects some of its most vulnerable residents, senior citizens.
Some experts call it the silver tsunami. The metaphor refers to the growing number of senior citizens around the world. State data projects over 100,000 more people aged 60 and older will call Hillsborough County home by 2030. So where are all these people going to live? That question has Leroy Moore, COO of the Tampa Housing Authority, worried.
It's a seriously dire situation for elderly in Florida.
The Housing Authority has a little over 1,000 units of various types of affordable housing for seniors, but Moore says thousands of people are on wait lists for each of their developments, and those lists aren't taking new members. For example, Moore says one of the newest senior developments, the Ella at Encore in downtown Tampa, has over 1,400 people waiting and only has 160 units.
We may have two or three or four vacancies per month. So 30 or 40 vacancies per year, you know, you just cannot manage that volume.
Moore says housing seniors is a different beast than housing families. Most seniors are living on fixed incomes like Social Security, so there's little chance they'll one day be able to afford a bigger, better place.
Seniors are that population that typically move into assisted housing, and they need that housing until, you know, they pass on.
The Ella defies some of the negative stereotypes that surround public housing for seniors. It's clean, secure, and includes the type of amenities one might find at a luxury development, like a rooftop pool, fitness center, and community room that's bustling with seniors around lunchtime. On a recent afternoon, 71-year-old Milton Malthus walked in to get some food, sporting a flat-rimmed hat, basketball sneakers, and a t-shirt covered in pineapples. Malthus says he dresses as young as he feels, 17. Malthus has been living at the Ella since the beginning of 2013, when it first opened.
I am on a fixed income for disability, a very minute amount of money, a struggle trying to live on it. Unbelievable, the task of living on that much money.
Malthus says he receives less than $800 a month in disability payments. Between utility bills and medical costs associated with mental health issues and a recent fall, Malthus is certain he couldn't afford to live on his own were he not at a place like the Ella, where all residents only pay 30% of their income in rent.
Having this is one of the best things that can happen for me, especially at this time.
Despite his own struggles, Malthus volunteers almost every day. He planned to take that food he got to a friend of his who recently became homeless. Malthus says he sees firsthand how many others his age are less fortunate. Leroy Moore with the Tampa Housing Authority says he gets emails daily from people in desperate situations and knows he can't help everyone.
Because a lot of emails I get are people who need housing right now. You know, they don't need it 3 years from now. They need it now.
Metropolitan Ministries is one of the groups Moore refers people to for emergency housing. Officials with the nonprofit say 75% of people coming in with housing needs are seniors on fixed incomes. Earlene Kelly isn't quite there yet, but she's close. Metropolitan Ministries is providing the 58-year-old an apartment to live in temporarily. She lost her home after it was damaged during Hurricane Irma and has been waiting for available public housing ever since.
It's not easy once you're 55 plus being on a waiting list.
Knowing how long it takes for units to become available, Kelly already put herself on wait lists for senior housing because she figures she'll meet the age requirement of 62 by the time something opens up. Approaching retirement age has become more concerning since her financial crisis. The savings she'd put away for the future got wiped out. And even though Kelly has a master's degree, lately she can only find part-time work.
And I would never thought that I would fall into this situation, but it happened. And I must, you know, keep my head up and just believe that things can turn around.
Kelly may have some more options soon. Construction's underway in the footprint of what was once Tampa's oldest public housing complex, the now demolished North Boulevard Homes. The Renaissance at West River is the first of two planned developments that combined will add more than 300 units to the Tampa Housing Authority's stock of senior homes. Funding comes from state tax credits and partnerships with private developers. Leroy Moore says it's an example of what can be done with the right resources.
We got the capacity to build more and house more seniors. We need more funding in order to achieve more than what we are already achieving.
Moore expects the wait list for the Renaissance to open this spring. He also expects it'll fill immediately. So seniors, be ready. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.